Justin Fluke now joined by Don Smith, the top Horton Charger boys basketball. Horton has played three games here and actually still going to play Friday against McLeod to finish up the regular season. But last night, Coach, get your second win of the year, beating Oskaloosa 48-43. That's a team that you fell to by eight in early January. So you feel like that's a sign of some progress this team has made and had to feel good for the boys to get another win.
Absolutely. We had some guys that really showed up last night. Of course, Lockwood, he's been a presence inside for us in the past four or five games. So, yeah, it was a good thing for us all.
You had a game as well against ACCHS on Monday that was pretty competitive, and that was a team that you had beat earlier in the season, ended up falling on Monday. So what was kind of the difference in what you saw from your team Monday as opposed to Tuesday night?
It was just one of those nights. We came out flat and really could never get into a groove in that game, you know. So it was just one of those nights. The turnovers that you continue to plague us really were much of a factor. It's just, yeah, we just weren't on that night.
You mentioned Lockwood's big game, 22. I noted Jaded Oswald had like a 14-point game as well in the win on Tuesday night. And if we go all the way back to last Friday, Marhill Mount Academy, you were telling me that this was a game that was fairly competitive, at least for quite a while, but just couldn't get enough stops to stay close with them there down the stretch?
Yeah, we just we got into some foul trouble with some of our key players there. And, yeah, and that's when the kind of the wheels came off at that point. In the fourth quarter, so yeah.
Substate bracket's already out, but you got a final league game to wrap up the regular season against McLeod. So, how do you approach kind of this game Friday with the bigger picture, I guess, being in Substate next week?
Well, you know, we want to end with some momentum here, and I think that's a possibility here with McLeod on Friday, and then we got to go a team that we've kind of struggled with throughout the season. You know, when it comes to thinking about that game on Monday, we just got to keep everything in front of us. They like to run with the ball, and that's what they kind of just a few times this season with just that fast break. They can put some points on the board quick.
Where do you feel like your team's made the most strides or progress this year? It's been a different season for a lot of different reasons, a lot of challenges for all the teams. But with you kind of throwing in a whole new system and such, where do you feel like maybe this team's made the biggest growth?
Well, I think, I'm just working together. Early on in the season, we kind of struggled trying to get a starting five even together. And then we worked on, that ball, those turnovers, keeping that points per possession up.
Yeah.
But I think, that we've improved offensively quite a bit over the season. And proof of that was just last night. You know, we went down by 13 points and was able to battle back in the second half. And that was because we were able to get an offensive flow going. So, yeah, I think offensively we really have improved.
Well, hopefully that carries over to Friday night and then on into Substate next week. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for taking time to join us here on the radio.
All right. Thank you.
Don Smith, head coach of the Chargers. The Horton Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Sweet Pro Feeds and Union State Bank.